Welcome back home here at the Stephen C. O'Connell Center, where the Gators have had a fantastic home record. They come off the back of a tough loss after coming into this week, finally getting into the AP Top 25, but a tough loss against Alabama, and now they will have to regroup here at home against the Vanderbilt Commodores. Good afternoon from wherever you are. I am Matt Ropin here on the Orange and Blue Sports Network. In left hand, that one's strong. Condon, another rebound. That one missed. Condon, another rebound. He's now tripled. That one's back out to Houck. Clayton, a three. Can he hit it? Yes! Walter Clayton, 42nd consecutive game with the three. That breaks Michael Frazier's record of 41 games set back in 2014-15. They now have come back within one, and Martin ties it, 68-68. This game is coming down to the wire, 52 seconds left. Hits the back of the rim, and a great rebound as Pullen tipped it to Kugel, and the Gators will start with it. Pullen at the top, gets the screen by Houck. Houck could hit those shots, but decides to drive in. Right-handed layup going underneath, and the Gators are up 9-6.
Great decision by Houck. Could have shot three, but looked at the drive as well, and it pays off.
Walter trying to get open. Sears now has it. Driving in on Pullen. Spins around on the right block. Now goes back. He'll reset again. Now driving once again on Pullen. He's stuck. Great defense by Pullen. Diving to the floor is Condon. Clayton comes out with it for the Gators.
What a heads-up play by Condon.
Rushing up the court. Kugel with it. Drives into the paint. Outside. Houck. He will take that. That one's off. A bit long there by Houck. Alabama comes down with it and will go forward. Griffin for three. That's short. And a foul by Kugel as he pushed Pringle underneath. And the Gators have to find the basket real quickly. Clayton takes it in. Will give it to Richard. Right wing, three, bottom. Clayton does have 13 points, but on 5 of 14 shooting. As a bit of pressure by LSU as Aberdeen takes the ball up, and he tried to go in, and a putback dunk by Thomas Houck. Chinyelu the rebound and gets it to Martin. Golden trying to push the Gators up. Houck, wide open three in the right corner, got it. And he gets a high five from Todd Golden. The Gators extend their lead to 15.
And here we go.
1 point game, 69-68. Todd Golden telling the Gators to move it. 12 seconds, 11 seconds, Clayton, Richard, on his left hand, drives in, left hand, and good! 4.8, Gators up two, 70-69, right for three, no good, the Gators win! What an ending here at Colonial Life Arena, the Gators able to finish it off.
The Florida Gators look for the sweep here at home on this great Sunday morning with the sun shining down on the field as we're around 15 minutes away from first pitch between the Florida Gators and the Columbia Lions. Good morning to you all wherever you may be watching our stream here. Matt Rothman here alongside Lance Williams, who has covered basically this entire series. Tyler Shona up now as this the sixth hitter for the Gators to hit in this first inning. Going to be a bit of action in the bullpen soon for Columbia as you had four guys racing over there. Two runners in scoring position for the Gators, already up 2-0. And the first pitch to Shonuts, hammered left center field. Way back, no doubt about it. That ball's way out of here onto Hull Road. Tyler Shonut with a three-run blast to put the Gators up 5-0. Fastball is a bit high and outside. Lefty-lefty matchup to start the game for the first two hitters for the Gators. Robertson and Caglione lefties, and then Heyman the righty. 1-1. That one's outside. The count's now 2-1. Gators would love to get Robertson going as leadoff hitter right now. Kate Kurland, who came into the season as the leadoff hitter, got hit on the hand on Friday, and he hasn't appeared in these two games during the weekend. So 3-1 count now to Robertson. He hits this one over the third baseman's head and down the left field line. He's trying to chug for two. He's going there. Picking the ball up is Fellows. He'll throw it back in to third. And Robertson has a leadoff double to start the bottom of the first for the Gators. Jack Caglione coming to the plate. Hit two home runs in his last two plate appearances. Both of them two-run shots. Last one was a no-doubter. And this one's hammered to center. Chasing back to the wall. Is it the third? He did it again! That last shot in particular, they were down 77-75. You know, Welch just goes back to the top of the key for three. It sort of gave me, you know, flashbacks. Sort of the same pressure as an Ali Faroukmanesh from 2010, Northern Iowa against Kansas.
Wow.
It's one of those, you can't be serious with that
I
shot.
Know, it's just...
And yet he just puts it up and it goes in. It's like, that's the Walter Clayton we all know. The guy who's not afraid of anything. In theory, with the fully healthy roster, they can play around like 8 to 9 guys. You have the starting five, which in the case, Clayton, Martin, Richard, Chinyelu, Condon.
Yep.
Then you have Hauk off the bench. You have Aberdeen off the bench. You have now Hanlogden off the bench. And you have Klavshar at times, you know, can come in.
Depends on
that.
If he's shooting well or not.
Yeah. So you have 8 to 9 guys that could play. Without Hanlogden, you had 7 to 8. Klavshar not really doing a whole lot. And if you lose someone, you're down to 6. So
I don't think you can win in March.
Yeah.
I don't think you can win with 7 people,
absolutely.
Right?
And that's why just one player coming back, especially a big man, is that crucial for this Gators team come March. Because at the end of the day, your starting lineup matters a whole lot. But as we saw in that game, Hauk Aberdeen, mostly bench players, you know, haven't started
both
a whole
lot. Career highs.
Yeah, both had 20-plus points. So that's what really matters down the stretch in the regular season and in March, the depth that you provide, and those two certainly have shown it in that game against South Carolina and even throughout the start of 2025, where they've been brilliant. For basketball player, you know, all the traits that go in for National Cocktail Day, as we discuss the best traits for the best players in all these games, I gotta say, John Stockton's vision, you know, assist leader of all time, Michael Jordan's athleticism, that's something that definitely put him over the top, regardless offensive, defensive. Kobe Bryant's work ethic, that's something that was always praised when it came to him. Shaquille O'Neal, his strength. I mean, was there any more polarizing center in the game during that time with his strength than Shaq? LeBron's clutch gene. Well, I know there are people say Jordan won 6 and 6, you know, but LeBron has also proven a lot in late game situations in the finals that he's also really good. Steph Curry shooting, probably the best shooter of all time. Kyrie's handles. Bill Russell's leadership in the 50s, 60s with the Celtics. He won so many rings. Dennis Rodman's rebounding. That guy only at 6'6 was able to get like 16, 17 rebounds a game. And Hakeem Olajuwon's defense. Couple defensive player of the years and 9 all defensive first teams. I would say if you completed a cocktail, it would be LeBron. I just think that in terms of offense, defense, ability, you know, to perform, his work ethic, his strength, I think it all combines into him.